Mitchell McLaughlin, you're welcome along to the studios of Highland for the very first time.
Thanks, Oisín.
That's an exciting stuff for you ahead.
Yeah, it's after, good, yeah.
Yeah, after signing this continental team contract. And you've been cycling now for how long?
6-7 years.
Yeah. And you were before that competing in other sports?
Yeah, it was football and Gaelic and boxing and running also up in the valley.
So then how did you settle into the bikes, or how did they come along?
I was just kind of was racing the bike, and I was doing a bit of other sports and going into bike racing then after running and playing football. Your legs would be kind of fatigued, you know. So it just is, I'll give cycling a go, you know.
Yeah.
So I went out and dedicated to cycling this last 3 years.
Well, listen, we'll talk about how the bikes have been for this last couple of years in just a minute, but maybe you might tell us about this Zappi situation.
Yeah.
Because it's a continental contract, which is a big thing. And how did the move to Zappi come about?
Well, my coach contacted me around the 10th of July to say that Zappi are looking for riders for next year, 2020. And he told me to send my CV. So I give him some details. He wrote up a CV. He sent it off to Zappi. And Flavio Zappi, the manager of Zappi, he got back to me on the 15th to say that he's going to offer me a contract for 2020. So I'm happy with that.
This is a thing that Zappi do every year because they try and pull riders from right across Europe. You're only going to be the only Irishman.
Irishman at the moment, yeah.
What was on that CV, or what was it, do you feel, that made them go ahead and offer you a contract?
Probably the results from the start of the year and winning a few races and coming third and coming second in a few races. And there was a race that I'd done, would have been one of the hardest one-day races in the country. It was the Tour of the Mourns up in Uray. And it went well enough in that. I was caught 500 metres to go to win the race, but... Yeah, I'm happy enough with it. So I came fifth in the end up.
Yeah, what was the other races that would have...
I won Navan in the snow at the very start of the year.
There's a photo of that,
Won it solo for 2 or 3 minutes, so I was happy enough with that. I came out of Kelpie, where I'll be moving to.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for 5 weeks at the start of the year. I was there in January.
Yeah.
And I came out of there in good form. And then I ended up, after the first race of the season in the snow, I got sick. And I kind of was off form for a while, but I'm starting to come into shape now again.
You were in Kelpie before already this year.
I was in Kelpie this last couple of years with my friends,
Yeah, and is it just a thing you do every year as part of your training camp ahead of the season?
Yeah, I love Kelpie. Like, they're a bit of everything, flat, hilly, and that's what I like. I don't like nothing too steep.
Did you see any of the Zappi team members about this last couple of years, or the house where they are?
When I was with there 5 weeks, I met some of the Zappi boys out training, and I met also the manager, and I was talking to him out there, so he kind of knows what I'm like for now.
Just back to races here in Ireland. You've competed in the RAS.
Yeah, last year.
Last year, and that was with
Lucan Road Club and Lucan in Dublin.
Yeah. How did you find that?
Well, it was a last minute thing at the end of it. It was like I got contact on the Thursday evening and the RAS was on the Saturday morning.
That's a late call.
It was a late call and I wasn't really ready for it, but the coach, I was on to David, my coach.
Yeah.
David McCann. And he says, it's a cheap holiday, so go for it. So I went for it and done it and got round, and so I'm happy enough.
David is a good man to have behind you as a coach because he's won the RAS.
Yeah, he's won the RAS, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and that is David McCann. So this last couple of years, he's obviously been a big part of your development.
This last 3 years he's coaching me. So I'm progressing every year, so I'm happy with that also.
Let's go on to Spain then. So you'll be going now to Spain in a couple of weeks for the launch, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to England for the launch. The team is main sponsors in England, Holsworth. So we'll be going out there, getting the team kit, and then moving off to Kelpie in January.
You've been there before and done 4 or 5 weeks with friends. What is different about Kelpie now? What's going to be different about it next year since you've been part of a team?
Well, since I was talking to Flavio there a couple of days ago, he says... It's a tight schedule. We'll be getting up at 7:30 in the morning, going for a walk on the beach, coming back, getting breakfast, going out the bike for 5 or 6 hours, come home, a wee bit of food, way to sleep, up, wee bit of food on the bike, on the turbo for two hours maybe, eat dinner in bed, and no phones around the side of the bed or nothing. So you give the phone to him every evening.
Right. Yeah.
So it's be tough for 2 months until the end of February, where first race will be.
And this is a few levels up from what you've done before with teams.
Oh, it'll be brutal like next year, but it'll be a good crack.
Yeah, but that's where you want to be. That's what you've been targeting, so it is.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you got that news that day that you got the call that the contract was offered.
I couldn't believe it. I was thinking, well, when me and David were talking about it at the start, I says, "But no hope I'll get on this team." Like, and I says, "If you don't try, you don't get." So when I got the offer, I was over the moon. Like, yeah. I was happy.
Yeah, big day. Yeah. It'll be a memorable day for you.
Yeah.
But you want to make more memories, so you do. How are you going to prepare now for Spain ahead of January? What do you do? What do you have to do at home to now keep yourself right before?
I'm going to race now for the next couple of weeks, next 2 or 3 weeks. I'll take 2 or 3 weeks off the bike. I'll start the winter in October, so preparing for next season. I'll be going full time from November, and then from then on I'll be full time until this time next year.
Yeah, so is the training now, the winter training, is it going to be a lot tougher and harder from what you've done previous? So is David going to help you step things up?
Yeah, it'll be 20 to 30 hours a week on a bike, but now at the moment I'm doing 10 to 15, maybe not even, so it's a big jump.
But this Zappi team are competing all over Europe, so what are the races now, these UCI races that these boys target?
The first race of the season, they're smaller races around Spain until the 23rd of March. We're doing Strade Bianche. It's a UCI, one of the biggest UCI races in the world. So it's over 200k and dusty roads and cobble sections and bit of that, but the main race of the year that Zappi are aiming for is the Giro d'Italia under 23 race. So that's more or less the main two races of the year, but other than that there's other UCI races. I think we have 20 of them, maybe more. So we'll be focusing in more or less on every one.
You'll be part of the Zappi team, but do you have to fight for a place on the team then to go to the likes of the Giro under 23? Because if we look at Philip Dagenham, who was part of the Sky team, he competed in certain races but missed out on the big tours. Is that a similar situation with Zappi? You are part of the Zappi team, but you have to fight for a place to get on the team that's going to be in the big events. Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be fighting brave and hard to get on the team. All right, it's mostly a climbing team that'll be going out there. Wee small light boys, not like me, you know, but heavy at the moment, but I'll get there. I'll lose the weight and fight good and hard and hopefully get on the team.
Yeah. So you have to shed pounds, you'll have to...
5 or 6 kilo, yeah.
Again, I'm going back to Philip Dagenham. He was a domestique. He was sort of suited to the mountains.
Yeah.
What are you suited to?
I like the flat road and like rolly roads, you know, like up and down, but nothing too steep. But when you lose the weight, I should be a bit faster in the climbs, and with me training full time, I'll be able to climb a bit better. I'll be able to help the team hopefully win races.
A lot of mountains around Italy and in Europe. They're big ones too. So there. Sure. Yeah. So anyway, exciting times as we said, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it now, and you'll be in constant contact in the lead up with the Zappi guys before you go in January. So many thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Oisin.
And we wish you all the best, and I'm sure everybody at Four Masters and the rest of the cycling community will be behind you here in Donegal.
Oh, they definitely will, yeah. Thanks, Oisin. Good man.